And welcome, everybody, to episode 642 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Some goddamn son of a...
I think Breakman's having a really hard time. I know. I don't even know what that was.
I said yes. What part of yes? Oh,
okay. Sorry, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Authenticator is like, I hit yes, and it's still sitting there. Like, tap yes on the phone. I did.
You got to love that. You got to love that.
You hit it too early.
Yeah.
Are now loading.
You must have, man. That's crazy. Okay, Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Lots to talk about on the show today. If you're just joining us, show's RP Grinders, episode 642. We got a heck of a show, so guys, why don't we get right into it?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
We got from RPG site, Pekka Minosa, a pixel noir RPG, or game, launches on May 27th for Nintendo Switch and PC. It's set to release for PS4 and Xbox later in 2021. The police action RPG, where you embody a disgraced detective on his strangest case of his career, helping the ghost of a dead mobster in his aim to wash away his sins and reach for heaven. And so you're a ghost, I guess.
Or you're helping a ghost, right?
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe both.
Maybe both. Ooh, that would be a nice little twist. I didn't get a chance to look at the preview for this, but it looks awesome. But, man, this goes back to a problem that Break and I always talk about. It's like darkness and video games. Like you have such a pretty game. Let's see it. You know, it doesn't have to be all shrouded in darkness, especially if you're doing a retro kind of, you know, 8-bit, 16-bit type deal. Let us see what you got going on, you know? You know, Breakman, the games that do that a lot is like Diablo-type games, you know? Even Diablo, like the really dark, like, let's see.
This game looks like it does have a Souls interface of sorts.
Yeah, it looks cool. I mean, it looks good.
It's all 2D.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good. I'm down to play this, but man, like sometimes that's like kind of a turnoff, like when you can't really see. But I mean, it is noir, so that is like darker, and I guess I'll give it a pass and see how it turns out.
Still, that doesn't give an excuse not to be able to see what you're playing.
Yeah, I agree.
I get you want it to look dark and stuff like that, but you can do that and still make it seeable.
You know what's a great example of that, Breakman, is a game called Limbo. I don't know if you ever played Limbo, but that game
Limbo. That game
is super dark, but you can see everything that's going on. Like their techniques are that they use in that game are just unreal, man. It's just a great game. I wish more games would kind of take a cue from that game. You can still have atmosphere and darkness without, you know.
I've never played A Touch of Evil. Have you?
I have not. Eric, what did,
says it mixes Zelda with that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks okay from what I've seen, but if you can't see the game,
well,
then...
Well, you can probably crank up the brightness. But,
Yeah, but it kind of whitewashes things. If you do that to a game like Limbo, it doesn't do it justice, man. Like, you have to have those dark, like, you know, lines and stuff like that for it to look good. But I'll give it a go. It looks interesting. It just suffers...
Maybe screenshots just aren't doing it justice.
Yeah, so. It suffers from, you know, those type of... issues that we were just talking about. Hey, MXT, if you're still in chat, man, let me know if we were back on the air. I had to restart things, but should be good to go. All right, Break, what do we got next?
I don't know. I can't even get into it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and jump on
in
here.
I'm going to throw something in a few... Try again in 20 seconds because I'm locked. Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe you can do the next one. I'll do this one, man. I'm glad. See, I gave this one to you specifically, but that's okay. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team. Right on, MXD. Thank you very much. This comes to us from RPGSide.net. Kadokawa announces Demon Gaze Extra, set to release for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch on September 2nd in Japan. So I just read that, and that's about it. I don't know if this is like... Let me take a look and see. Is this like a Demon Gaze 2, Eric? Do you know?
No, it's... Did you not read it?
I did read it, but it says extra. I don't know if that's like DLC or what. What are we talking about
it
here?
It says here that it's an enhanced re-release of the 2013 PlayStation Vita game.
Okay. MXT says, Frank, when are we meeting up?
So I said, did you read it?
Well, I didn't read the story before I did. You know, I did it right now. I was reading it to everybody else. When are we meeting up and marathoning all the Kickboxer movies, MXT says. I would love to do that, although only the first one is good, to be honest with you.
I was going to say, like, why would you do that? Like, stop at the first one, and you're done.
Yeah, the first one is, I mean, I'd probably lose interest after the first one. The first one was badass, man.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a commercial with Jean-Claude Van Damme, a recent commercial, Breakman, where he did this stunt. And I know he had, like, harnesses and stuff that were hidden. But he did the splits on two semis going backwards. It was incredible. I was like, gee, did you see that, Break?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
It's crazy. It was cool. And he did that in one take. I was like, man, wow. that guy still has it, even after all the cocaine binges he did back in the day. So, all right, Break, do you got the next story up? Or?
No, I can't even get into it now. Okay. It's locked me out.
All right, no problem. I'll do the next one and then... I'll give the next one to Eric. This comes to us from RPGSite.net. Action RPG Kitaria Fables launches on September 3rd for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. So pretty much everything. So there you go. It's a charming action adventure featuring RPG and farming elements, so that's cool. Set out on a quest to rescue the world of Kitaria. From a mysterious rising darkness, real-time combat with melee weapons, bows, and magic as you encounter beasts and bandits in the wild. Grow, produce on Thunderbun... I love the name of this farm. Thunderbun Farm. I think that sounds like MXT's Wild Nights in Las Vegas more than anything. But anyways. And gather resources to craft weapons, provisions, and more. Customize your protagonist with skins, gear, and accessories. Meet friends and villagers, taking on side quests and building relationships along the way. Play with a friend using couch co-op. That's pretty badass, man. Couch co-op. That's something you hardly ever hear, especially from an RPG, man. MXT says, Kickboxer 2 was the best. They didn't get really bad until the one where he went to prison. Kickboxer 2 sucked,
like the
man.
Kickboxer 2, they replaced the Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, They gave it some lame story like, oh, him and that girl, they're both dead now. They were murdered.
I know. It's like the end. You know, it's like, yeah. I didn't like Kickboxer 2, MXT. I mean, if we want to do a marathon of something, we should do the American Ninja movies. Those were badass, man.
I haven't seen those in forever.
I know. They're so cheesy and lame, but so funny at the same time. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Those are definitely like early morning, late night movies, you know, when you're drunk as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Darkstar Runner coming to Switch on the eShop in Japan on May 27th. No word on when there's going to be a date for a localized release, but you can bet it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Probably in the fall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. MXT says Sasha Mitchell was the better Sloane. What is wrong with you, MXT?
He was only good on Step by Step. Other than that, he should have had no career.
Step by Step. Sasha Mitchell, man. Come on. Yeah, okay, Eric. Yeah, just a matter of time before this comes west. But I don't know. I'm looking at the trailer. I've heard about Dragonstar Varnir for a while, but never really looked at trailers and stuff. There's not a lot of gameplay. That's what I hate about these trailers. They don't do gameplay for the most part. They just give you like a little bit of the story, and then there you go. You know.
I think Ghostlight's hiding it because
they might be.
It's probably not a good port.
Probably not great. MXT says, I remember the last Kickboxer killed off Jean-Claude Van Damme's replacement off screen. and replaced him. Then they hired a knockoff, Tongpo, and used bad makeup. Oh, God. They're all bad, man. It's so bad.
They found ways to get worse. That's what's really, truly amazing.
Right. MXT, American Ninja is greater than Kickboxer. The end. That's what I'm saying. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. NeoWiz and Round 8 Studio announced Souls-like action RPG Lies of P.
No, just P, the letter P.
It says Lies of P. Lies of P. That's what it says, Eric.
What is P lying? How is the P lying to you?
Is it like... I don't know, man. It's so weird. Let me read a little bit about it. Maybe we'll get a little...
By the way, I finally got in.
Oh, okay. Then you could do the last story after this one.
Pinocchio, that's where the P comes
in. No release window has been given based on the classic tale of Pinocchio. Okay, so why didn't they just say Lies of Pinocchio? Jesus Christ. You play as the once titular...
Because they want people to, like, break the laugh. That's why.
I guess. once titular puppet and set off to find the famed Mr. Geppetto to become human against all odds. You wake up at an abandoned
puppet
train...
Souls, yay.
You wake up at an abandoned train station in Krat.
With a kidney missing?
Yeah, exactly. A city overwhelmed by madness and bloodlust. In front of you lies a single note that reads, "Find Mr. Geppetto. He's here in the city." Okay, I'm down.
And is it written in blood?
Probably. Actually, the story of Pinocchio is actually kind of a dark tale. It's not like the Disney version. Of course, a lot of the Disney versions of stuff are... come from dark, like,
they're sanitized.
Yeah. Yeah, they're super sanitized, of course. But you know what did a really good job of that in Disney, like, that kind of pushed the bounds a little bit, was Beauty and the Beast. So what do you... Okay, Sasha Mitchell. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to see you in chat there. Sasha Mitchell apparently hated the script for the last one and refused to film. Like, why wouldn't he? It's pretty
wait,
terrible.
Wait, but he approved the other scripts?
I know. He approved the other shitty scripts, man. Golly. All right, let's... I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know what you're sending me, Freak 5, but there's not even... Oh, Friends of P. I don't even know if I want to play that. I'm not going to play that. I guess that's like...
You want me to do the last two stories?
No. I think so. Yeah, you can do the last two, man. Do you want to know the... kind of the what do you call it? The little bullet points for Liza P. All right, dark
like,
fairy tale.
I'm hearing about how P lies to me.
All right, exactly. Dark fairy tale retold. Visual concept inspired. The city of Krat was inspired by the Belle Epoque era of Europe, late 19th century to early 20th century. And is the epitome of a collapsed city bereft of prosperity. So it's a very grim tale, apparently. Lying quest and multiple endings, so that's kind of cool. Weapon-making system, of course, and special skills system. So these are all things that we're accustomed to in RPGs. I'm not going to go over that. But it does look kind of cool. Looking at the trailer, it's got a good visual style. Very dark visual style, but so you're on a quest. You're Pinocchio, and you're on a quest to find Geppetto. So that's the story. All right, Breakman, what do we got?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Divinity Original Sin 2, now available on iPad. It is priced at $24.99, in case you want your ass fucked harder. iPad version features drop-in, drop-out local multiplayer, as well as cross-save and cross-play functionality with PC and Mac versions. It also supports touch controls with a revamped user interface, as well as gamepads and keyboard and mouse controls. Original Sin 2 released for PC in 2017. It's been on the PlayStation 4 Xbox. Why am I reading all that? Who cares?
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's a great game, by the way. Divinity Original Sin 1 and 2 are fantastic games, but my question is, you can use a PlayStation 5 controller with the iPad? Is that a thing? I mean,
Bluetooth support.
Wow, that's really cool if that's the case. That's actually a really cool thing. Really cool. All right, I'm sorry.
If you're not If you're not familiar with Original Sin 2, it is the RPG that lets you bust out of jail by using your bony, undead finger as a lockpick, talk to crabs, and have conversations with the people you may or may not have killed in the form of ghostly dialogues. It is demonstrably a pretty good game. Winner of over 160 awards. Wow.
I'm telling you, Breakman, you should. It might be on that Game Pass. You got to play this game, man. Both of those.
It's not on Game Pass.
Oh.
No microtransactions. What great price? No, I don't agree with the $25 being a great price for an iPod game. An experience meant to be enjoyed without interruption. No loot boxes, no ads, no nonsense, which is good. To potentially the first AAA experience on a mobile device with dynamic lighting and shadows and over 8,000 shaders.
How good does a game like this that was clearly made for the PC work on a console, though?
That's it works pretty good, Eric. It's actually one of the better ones. It works really good. I would say it works as at least as good as Diablo. And
is there going to be a performance patch for the PS4 and Xbox One versions?
I don't know, but I would hope so, because that game, Divinity, Original Sin 1 and 2, and Pillars of Eternity 1 and 2 are great games on console or PC or anything you play it on. They're just really, really, really good. All right, I'm sorry, Break.
You're fine. A story-driven adventure built for your hero. Weave your own tale and make your own choices. The world reacts for better or for worse. I like that. Made to be played. Three input devices and cross-save progression means you can take the adventure wherever you go, which is cool. Fair weather friends? Drop in, drop out. Co-op lets you continue even if life gets in the way. Seamless in-world turn-based combat with hundreds of skills and abilities. Flow from combat to exploration with no loading screens. I love that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you need a good mobile phone to play this well, though.
It's an iPad, and an iPad's definitely strong enough.
Yeah, we're talking about the iPad version of this.
They're probably going to port it to mobile phone at some point.
Maybe.
Battle a world full of bosses and mythical creatures and handcrafted combat situations designed to test your wit and feel rewarding. Ooh. Loot Revelin. Explore, you'll be rewarded. But be careful who catches you stealing. You might find yourself locked up. Split screen co-op on a single device with support for gamepads. Long trip ahead. We've got you covered. Yeah. Game Center integration brings the bragging rights. Compare achievements, invite, and matchmake. iCloud has your back. For a full list of supporting devices, check the store page.
So
is a PS5 controller on there?
They're showing in the trailer that this dude is playing with a PS5 controller. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm like...
I guess ostensibly you could use an Xbox Series X too.
Yeah. You probably won't have the haptic feedback stuff, I mean, nonetheless, that's a great way of playing that game, man. I'm telling you, Break, man, that game goes on sale quite a bit on Xbox and PlayStation 5. That's a good one to get, man. 1 and 2 or Pillars of the Earth 1 and 2 are great, too. Just good games. If you're a Diablo guy, man, you would love these games. You would really love these games. It's not quite as looty as the Diablo games, but they're more story-driven. But, man, it's really good. Really, really, really good games, for sure. If Dungeon was here, he would tell you. Freakfight says, I want a XXX title.
You gotta be more specific.
Let's see. Something about taking it in the bum would be a good one for you, Freakfight. I don't know what that would be, but... All right, Break, what do we got? Last story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Ni No Kuni 2, Revenant Kingdom, Prince's Edition, coming to Switch on September 17th. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It'll be both digitally and physically, so yay. Good news.
I think I have an edition of this game. Let me see if I'm looking through
the PS4 version.
The PS4 version's great, but was that like an ultimate version, Eric? Do you know? Like,
no.
This is a $59.99 version.
This is probably called such because it has the DLC in it.
Okay. All right.
From what I heard, the DLC isn't really worth it.
Yeah.
What are you saying? For free.
Yeah.
I was just naming them.
$59.99 that's a hefty price point, man. You can buy this game on PS4 or PS5
I bought it clearance at Walmart for $15.
Yeah, you can buy it like for $10, sometimes $10-$15. Like, it's a good game, but it's not as good as the first, in my opinion. But
it'll go down in price eventually. This is a Bandai Namco game. Yeah, their games, like, they all are $60 right up front, and then, you know, within a couple months.
Yeah, I'd say wait till it goes down to about $30 or $25 before you decide to get a physical copy on the Switch. I mean, the Switch is a great system, but I just think it's. I don't have a lot of games on Switch because it costs so much, and I can get most of those games on the PlayStation for like half the price.
I mean, this is coming out before Christmas, so we know that there's going to be Christmas deals on this game.
Right, exactly. All right, that is the news, y'all. What are we doing next, man? I'm so discombobulated, man. Okay, homie discounts. We still got the PlayStation Plus code. I'm still searching for a good... there is a good deal that I saw on Xbox. If you sign up for Game Pass, you can get 3 months for $1, which is really good.
Wow.
Yeah. This thing is creeping up, guys. This PlayStation Plus deal, it's still a good deal at $37.89, but that is a creep up of what we've seen in the past. So if you need to, I'd say this is a way to go. I've never had a problem. I bought like, I don't know, you guys know, I bought like 4 years of PlayStation Plus because I know I'm going to be playing my PS5 for at least that long, so you know, that's crazy. But it's up to 37, which is still a good deal. It's still saving like over 20 bucks.
There's one more thing I wanted to mention, but before we move on to whatever what we've been playing, but the East 9 on the PS4 got its new patch for 4K support on the PS5.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's really nice. Okay, let's see. Well, any homie discounts that you know of, Break, that you want to bring?
No, I can't think of anything.
Yeah. I know PlayStation just came out with a new sale today. I haven't had a chance to go over all the goods, but there's like the Nathan Drake collection for $10, which is a solid deal. Shadow of the Colossus was $10, the remake or the, you know, the remaster. It's
remaster.
Really, really, really good remaster. From Bluepoint, $10, not a bad price on that. And there's some others. I'll give you guys more on that next week. I'll have a chance to comb through those and the Xbox ones and stuff. So, good stuff there. All right, Break Man. I know I have to hit your music. All right, Dear Breakman, what do we got?
Okay. Dear Breakman, this comes from our friend at Freak5Chaos, as usual. And he asked this one. It's a really good question. It's a deep thinking question. He asked this, crypto peas on a tree, would the stream cut through the tree?
Wait a minute, what?
What? Crypto, you know, Superman's dog. Hmm. You remember Crypto, right?
Yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so if he pees on a tree, would he cut through it? See, that's the thing. A super dog like him, it takes a lot of potty training. Now, as an adult dog, he can control that stream so he wouldn't cut through it on purpose. You know, if he had to, he could do it. But as a puppy, oh my God, can you imagine potty training one of these kind of puppies, like a Krypton?
Right.
A powered dog, like he, you know, if it pees in the house, he puts a hole through your house. There was an incident with Superman where he went out and peed on a fire hydrant.
I'm still getting over the fact that there are dogs in Krypton.
I know. Why would there be dogs on Krypton? They'd be like weird, like, you know, monster things, like completely. Why does Superman look like a human? That's another good question too, but. Yeah. Question for another day. Okay, continue on, Breakman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
I think the easy answer is maybe they have like an ancient ancestor, maybe.
Okay.
That they share DNA with.
Maybe. Okay. Continue on, Break.
So yes, the answer is yes, absolutely he can. But he's in total control. There you go.
I would say yes too, Breakman. There's precedence for this. You remember the dog in Nightmare on Elm Street 3? When he peed, he like broke the earth, like he like broke it open like a gate to hell, like, you know. So if a regular dog like that's possessed that can do that, I would say Crypto could could do a ton of damage. It'd go right through that tree.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, well, I was saying there was an incident when he was a little puppy. They took him outside and he peed on a fire hydrant by accident. Like, water sprayed everywhere, obviously. The fire department had to rush in.
At least the piss got cleaned up.
That's true. That's true. Hey, but there was a lot of work to do, and none of Superman's neighbors were happy with him, you know.
Yeah.
One guy was in the shower at the time. Soap still in his hair.
I mean, what are you going to do if you're one of Superman's neighbors, though, Breakman? Are you going to try to beat up Superman? Like honestly, like, oh, you know, your dog.
I have a stinko that I can.
Well, see, he had this one neighbor that used to call the cops on him all the time, but he's stupid. He doesn't realize Superman could hear him calling the fucking cops.
Panspermia, Freak Five's Chaos says, yeah, for sure. All right, what else we got, Brickman? Anything else?
Don't complain about my dog barking, will you?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
I think Bernie sent you some, but maybe we could do that next.
No, she didn't.
She didn't? Oh. No. Darn it, Bernie. I thought Bernie sent something in. She said she did. You're a fibber, Bernie. If you're listening, you're a fibber.
I got one from Freak 6 days ago where we asked about the poop, and then I got one from him a few days ago where he asked about crypto.
Wow. Bernie's a fibber. I'm going to tell her she's a fibber. Oh, shit. Imagine if crypto had diarrhea. Oof, God, that would be awful, man. Everybody within a 5 mile radius probably would perish if
they
had diarrhea.
The thing is, like, would they even get sick?
Oh, that's true, too.
They're like Superman. They probably have, like, strong immune systems.
No, but you could have an alien virus come down from another world and give him explosive diarrhea.
Oh, that'd
and,
be.
At which point, he becomes a deadly weapon. You know, any of Superman's neighbors are instantly in danger.
That would be a great like storyline. Like Doomsday comes to Earth and he brings with him like an alien virus on his back or something, and Crypto touches him and he becomes really sick and Superman has to figure out how to help out Krypto. That would be a good story, man. That'd be really, really good. All right.
No, because that story sounds like it's going to end in Krypto getting his neck snapped, and that's unpleasant. I don't know.
No, it's more like he came to Earth and then Superman fought him, but...
Yeah, and then Superman brings like some weird dog disease to his dog and he can't figure out what's going on with Krypto, and yeah, that'd be cool.
And his dog infects all the dogs across the planet.
Oh, Bernie says, wait, why did I fib, Frank? You said you sent in something to Breakman, Bernie. How dare you?
Sent it to RP Grinders.
Yeah, you didn't send it to RP Grinders. You probably sent it to
She did. She just sent it to the wrong email.
Yeah, she probably did. I don't know. She'll send it to you next week, Breakman. I think it was pretty good, too, from what I remember, but whatever. Okay. Anything else, Break?
No, not that I can think of.
All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman?
Let me see. I played Gears 5, mostly the multiplayer. I've only played a little bit of the single player. Yeah, there are more modes in the multiplayer than I initially realized. So there are some modes you can play where it's people using guns other than the Nasher. Although there was a sniper round I played, which is really weird because you couldn't pistol whip in it. But you can only use sniper rifles, so people are trying to run up to each other and like trying to point blank shoot each other with sniper rifles. It was irritating. like, what are you guys doing? No, these are sniper. No, you I'm like whatever assholes.
Freak 5 says, oh wait, Krypto probably can't be neutered. Ooh, that's true too, man.
Yeah, so it's a good thing that Krypto's a boy instead of a girl, because then you just imagine Krypto's period blood.
Ooh,
I mean,
ooh, God,
that yeah. Like you'd have holes throughout your house and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then when she's in heat, like all the dogs across the planet are trying to go after her.
They all die trying to mate with the dog, you know.
Mass extinction.
Yeah, it's like this mass dog. Like people can't figure out what's going on with their dog, and they like got killed.
A freak
like trying to mate.
Krypto can't be neutered. All you have to do is chisel out a Kryptonian crystal.
Oh, that's true, too.
That way.
There you go. Yeah, you want to be the one to do it, Eric?
No.
Yeah.
I don't want to die from radiation.
Exactly.
I don't
okay.
do it with no. machinery.
From what they've shown, people are always immune to kryptonite.
Oh, that's true too, huh?
Oh, like, wasn't there a storyline where Lex got it because he had it with him all the time?
There was a storyline like that where Lex became like super powered from it.
Yeah, he didn't. I thought he did get sick though, like with some form of cancer.
He got sick, and then I thought it turned, but it eventually gave him power.
I can't remember. That's a great storyline too. I just can't remember where, like, all the minutia of that one.
Yeah.
It's good stuff though. Okay. What else?
Yeah, I thought the storyline in the Justice League was that he got space cancer from the Kryptonian rock he always carried, and that's when he stopped being a villain.
Yeah. All right, Break, anything else you've been playing?
I've also been playing Fallout Shelter, which is probably the most sexist game I think I've played in a long time.
You mentioned that, man.
For instance, their outfits only men can wear and only women can wear, and they're definitely sexy outfits for women, but nothing for guys, you know?
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
Sucks, man. I hate
I'm
that,
like, okay, whatever. I mean... You know, not that I wanted the sexy outfit for guys, but it's just annoying that the women can't equip some certain outfits. Like, I wanted to give them those stat boosts, and it's like,
I mean, there's got to be something for women in there, too, you know? I mean, throw in the sexy outfits for guys. Freak 5 says, Crypto's cum shot would shoot through the female. Yeah, it would, Freak 5. That's what I'm saying. There'd be a lot of, like, dead dogs, man. Or the opposite. If Crypto was a female... You know how like dogs get locked up? There'd be a lot of missing dog penises. you know what I'm saying? So, all right. What else you been playing?
Just because unlike Superman, Crypto can't regulate its power because he's a dog.
Well, he's a dog, man,
and he doesn't know how to hold back.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, he knows how to hold back, but you're a dog, and you know, right. Dog's gonna dog.
Right, a dog's gonna dog. Exactly.
Dogs like to hump legs, is what I'm saying.
Right.
You know?
There'd be
so
a lot of
hold. Get it on. A dog's gonna get it on.
I like every time Superman like has guest over, it like humps a leg and like makes holes in the leg and stuff. Oh man, that'd be
Crypto's
awful.
Crypto's killed more people than name.
Yeah, Crypto is the true villain of the super universe. You know, it's like
this is why Crypto and the Superman series was sent. It was in the Fortress of Solitude, so he can't break anything.
Yeah, he has to hire a new walker every week.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, there's a missing report and hundreds of missing dog walkers.
Right, right. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
I played some Double Dragon Neo.
Okay.
Just for Neon? I think it's Neon.
Yeah, okay.
It's alright. It's fun. We'll beat 'em up. It's not as good as Streets of Rage 4, but it's still a fun game.
Yeah. Bernie says, love you guys, but I'm ready for 8. Yeah, she gets off at 8 o'clock here, so yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I'm ready to eat too. Wait,
yeah, me too. I'm kind of getting hungry, man. I eat breakfast, but I haven't eaten all day after. I hardly ever eat breakfast, but I'm starting to get hungry again. Okay, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I've been playing more of Pokemon Ultra Sun. Other than that, I've been playing Nier Replicate and finished Route D, so I'm on Route E now, and I'm getting close to getting the max gamer score for the game.
Wow, that's awesome, Eric. That's really awesome. Okay.
It'd be like the first Xbox game I got a max gamer score for.
That's cool. That's really cool, man. It's a big accomplishment.
Well, other than Symphony in the Night, but I don't know if that counts, because I don't think that was a full 1,000.
Yeah. Freak Bite says, well, in Supergirl, I got the impression that Lois and Superman went to Krypton so Lois could get pregnant. Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? That would make, but isn't Krypton, like, long gone? Like, I thought Krypton blew up.
And in the Supergirl TV show, there was a part of Krypton that survived.
Oh, okay. I didn't see Supergirl, so I wouldn't know. The implication is that they needed to remove his power so they could safely have sex. Yeah, that makes sense, man. I mean, can you imagine?
I thought it was less that – I didn't think they really implied that. I thought they more implied that they just – that the pregnancy was going to be hard for her, not necessarily sex.
Well, I mean, either way, man. I mean, you know. I mean, yeah, go to Krypton. I mean, if that's the case, I mean,
because she was going to have superpowered babies, and you know,
because apparently Krypton is the only place in the universe doesn't have a yellow sun.
I have a question. So on
right.
I have a question. So on Krypton, everybody is like normal, right? Because they have like a different sun.
To them, it's normal. Like Eric was just saying, Krypton, the only place the one red sun in the entire.
Apparently, yellow sun radiation just affects their physiology in right. such a way that they become superpowered.
So I have a question. Like, if Lois goes to Krypton, does she become superpowered?
And I wonder if that's actually the reason Brainiac destroyed Krypton, because he didn't want them ruling the entire galaxy.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So, like I have
which version of Brainiac it is. Some versions of Brainiac are just collectors. You know? Yeah.
I have a question. If any one of us, you know, speaking of Lois going there, like, would we get superpowers if we went to Krypton, or is just that?
That's not how it works.
Okay. No. Oh, darn it.
Red Sun doesn't give normal...
Also, Superman had Superman create a serum that sort of replicated Superman's superpowers for, like, a day, so he gave the Lois, so she'd know what it feels like to be a day like him.
Huh. Hmm. That's interesting. I always thought about that. Like, if we were to visit Krypton, does the Red Sun give us powers?
I think the Red Sun's actually toxic to people.
Oh, so how was Lois able to go to Krypton then?
Suits. Maybe
suits. Okay.
They're in a protective thing in the show. It was some sort of like protective dome or something. I remember.
Let's see. Freakbite says I beat DQ11. That's awesome. I decided to forget about the platinum. Two different trophies require me to craft a bunch of gear, and one is a bunch of casino shit. The casino shit's easy, Freak 5. You can easily get that one. I got
that's
that one.
Annoying, though.
No.
You got to save and reload your save all the damn time.
It's quick, man. It's not annoying.
It's never quick. I'm sick of the goddamn casinos.
No. The casino shit in 11 is fine. It's fine.
The only achievement for Dragon Quest XI's casino is the getting the roulette.
Yeah,
like the jackpot for that.
Yeah, it's not that annoying, man. There's another couple.
There's actually a procedure, a really easy procedure. You have to bet in between the numbers 2 and 14 or something like that.
Yeah, it's not hard, Freak 5. I'd get that one easy. The crafting ones aren't that hard either. The crafting ones are pretty easy, but that one's a little more of a grind. The casino ones
are
not
as bad as the ones in 9. They required a lot of farming.
9 was a lot of farming for sure, man. For sure. Okay, I played – check this out. I actually got to play games, and just like you – I know. It's been like 3 weeks, man. I've had a rough 3 weeks. Like, I lost a ton of money. I lost my dog. I've dealt with bullshit here. I mean, you guys would not even believe the shit that I went through these past 3 weeks. But I did get a chance to play some games. I played a lot of Nintendo Classics because I have the annual subscription to Nintendo service. And I played a little Gradius. I played... of course, Super Mario Brothers 1. That one's really hard to go back just because, like, you know, you can't, like, go backwards. You can only go forward, you know, and that kind of sucks about that game. But what else did I play? Little Dr. Mario.
She probably try the lost levels because after playing, like, Mario 35 so much, and I went back and played the original, and I was like, I can still have fun with it. The lost levels is just hard. To be hard, like to punish you for no fucking reason.
Yeah, I did play Lost Levels, and it's
levels too... that require certain routes, levels that have mushrooms that will kill you if you're small, and levels that have wind.
Yep.
The wind. God damn the wind.
The Lost Levels really hard, man. Really, really hard.
At least the wind on the Super Nintendo version is visible. You couldn't really see the wind in the S-curve.
I played Ghost and Goblins. That game is hard as hell, especially on the Nintendo, because it didn't fix any of the like blinking problems and none of that shit, man. It's just straight up. It's even harder playing it like that because like enemies will disappear for a second. You're like, oh shit, oh
frame
I'm dead.
Terrible.
Yeah, no, the frame rate's terrible.
Like the frame rate drops and all of a sudden the music drops.
Yep. And they didn't fix any of that shit, man. It is a straight up port. There's no difference playing that game, man.
I'm almost certain that the Commodore 64 version of that game plays better than the NES one.
Yeah, it probably does, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say it probably does because the NES version did not play well at all.
Yeah, it's not a fun experience. And I also played Gears 5, Breakman. But let me tell you my journey getting to the point where I could actually play Gears 5, right?
Sounds like you probably already... I know where you're going because I believe I had the same journey.
Okay.
Download.
Yes! There was like literally 4 or 5 fucking downloads before I could even get to the screen that said I had to download more shit. Yes. So I'm sitting here and I'm like... And it's given me all these options, right? It's getting like multiplayer.
I started playing Double Dragon Neon. And it was so bad, I actually Double Dragon Neon.
I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like,
that reminds me, I need to buy a Switch version.
4 or 5 fucking downloads later, I get to a point where I get to the title screen, right? I get to the title screen and it says, which portion do you want to download first? I'm like, I have a disc and I already did the downloads. What the fuck else you want me to download? It was like 26 gig.
I think you're getting like at least 30% of the assets.
Oh, god damn, man. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't even know what the point of the disc is.
I agree. I was like, what the fuck is the point of the disc at all? Like, if they don't have all the information there for me to play the single player, what is the fucking point?
Oh, my god. It sounds like they've replaced most of what was on the disc anyway.
Yes! It was crazy. I get to the... Okay, after all... Like, I'm not joking. It's not hyperbole. 4 or 5 fucking downloads later, I get to the title screen, and it finally asks me what components I want to install. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? It was like single player 26 gig, multiplayer 11 gig. So, of course, I was like, fuck the multiplayer. I'm not even going to attempt that bullshit, you know. And then it was like another section for like customization or some shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is good? Can I just play the fucking game already? Just let me play the fucking game. So I downloaded the customization thing because every once in a while I like to cut. But there was no customization options.
You honestly would have been better off playing the Game Pass version.
Oh, god damn, dude.
Customization's all for the multiplayer, I'm guessing.
Okay, I'm guessing because...
Customize your guns and characters. Yeah.
So
there are some like fun like multiplayer like player versus computer things.
Yeah, I understand, but it's just... Yeah, it's not my thing, man. Like, maybe later after I finish the campaign...
Maybe
I don't know. Maybe I'll
download the horde mode, of course. Which yeah. You know.
Awesome. Oh wait, the co-op's already bots.
Now. Maybe I'll download after I play. Maybe I'll download that after I play the main game. But fuck that shit, man. Like
yeah,
I
played more of the multiplayer than I played of the main game. I'm still in the first chapter.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I just played like the first. Little...
Well, that's because you were finally able to get the middle.
Dude, it literally took me 3 weeks to play Gears.
The show started,
and then,
got
right, and then check it out. Like, my controller, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it will not charge, so I have to play it corded, like a long cord. So I'm like, oh, god, man.
Is your battery dead?
The battery must be just completely dead on it, man. I don't know what the hell's going on. I got to buy a new pack or some bullshit for that controller.
I use AA, and it just devours AA batteries.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'll just buy another when I need to.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy one of those rechargeable packs and be done with it. But I don't know. Gears 5 is really pretty. I don't know. Are there enhancements for the...
Yeah, definitely pretty.
Are there enhancements for the X, Eric? Do you know? Like
60 FPS.
Oh, I would love to play that game in 60 FPS, man. I might hold off playing more of it until I get an Xbox X and play it on that, because that would be a definite plus.
I think even with the... I was thinking of Gears 4. Gears 4 already plays at 60, but it's not as consistent as on the Xbox One Series X.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what I've been playing, so that's that. All right, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
Break, did you have anything to review this week?
No, but I watched Castlevania, so...
Oh, yeah, we're going to double-team on that review after Eric does his review of... Go ahead, Eric.
I've got a review for Occult Academy, which is an anime series that is leaving Crunchyroll soon. I don't know how soon, but like probably by the end of next month. So you might want to catch up on it. It's only 13 episodes long, but it's about it's about Nostradamus' prophecy. Basically, an event happens where aliens invaded the Earth, and that was the prophecy. And these group of people that survived the alien onslaught sent some people back into the past to try to prevent this from happening. And it's six versions of the same person, and five of them died. And they had no choice but to send the last one out. And he got sent in as to undercover as a teacher to try to find some way to find out what the key is so they can destroy the key. Because, like, the idea is that if they destroy the key, it won't happen. So he meets this girl who's actually the daughter of the principal of the occult academy, which I think is called Wallenstein Academy or something like that. And it's a lot of them just encountering a bunch of weird stuff like UFOs and UMAs and chupacabras, that kind of stuff. And it's a really good series. Thankfully, it doesn't do any of the lewd stuff. Although there is some degree of fan service, but it's done in service to the story because she's trying to seduce the guy.
Yeah. I don't mind fan service as long as it's not, like, super over the top where it distracts from the main goal of the series. But so this
or when it's, like, completely over the top where it's just a hilarious
fairy tale level fan service.
Yeah.
Or what's D&D or high school level, something like that. Like, where
high
it's just
school
completely
DXC.
Over the top. Yeah, like, where it's just so completely over the top. It's like, wow.
Which I'm going to watch, because apparently the story's good aside from that stuff. But
I thought the show's really funny just because of how they talk and shit. Like, the guy's, like, he is such a horny pervert.
Well, I think the dub hams it up even more than the Japanese version does, but, yeah.
Like, and just the way he talks, like, just everything is about boobs, basically.
Mm.
Okay.
But, so I'm going to give this, an 8.5.
No,
I kind of wish there was going to be a second season, but there might never be one.
Mm. I need to check this out, Eric. If it's on Crunchyroll,
it's kind of a complete story on its own, but there's room where they could probably do another storyline if they figured out what to do.
Yeah, it probably just wasn't profitable enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, break. God, where do I begin with Castlevania Season 4? I'm not going to add much to what Eric said, because Eric did a fine job of reviewing it, but holy fuck is it good, Breakman.
Yeah.
I mean, holy shit, is that...
Bringing in a new old enemy, for instance. I mean, he's old for the people who played the games, but bringing in him, like, is like, yes! Like main villain of the season.
Yeah, there's, like, so much going on. There's the Saint-Germain stuff.
It, like, gives a good reason for why Death even hangs around with Dracula in the main series.
Yeah, that was surprising, too. Like, Death is a really big villain, you know, in the series. Like, you run up against Death, but there's not much, like lore there, as far as I know. And you guys, you probably know a lot more than I do. But the lore behind Death, I thought, was fascinating in the series. It was awesome. The animation is it just really, really fucking good, man. This is one of the best. I mean, I saw another and I reviewed it a few weeks back called The Blood of Zeus, and this is on that level, man. The level of animation in Castlevania is just top notch, man. Like, I can't say enough about this series. I think it's, to me, I know Eric is the resident anime fan on the show, but to me, this brings me back to old school horror anime, and I love this series. It is fucking awesome. And then Dungeon brought it up. He says, then having Malcolm McDowell voice Death, just so awesome. I mean, I don't know what they could have did better, guys. Like, they have done this series justice and then some. The only criticism I have is the same that Eric had. I wish they would incorporated the soundtrack from the games a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Yeah.
At one point, I just wanted to hear like.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I like even at the end, like at the very end, one like just having like a little nod, like a little you know nod to like that little.
They didn't even need to go classic. They could have like referenced Lament of Innocence, the soundtrack in the finale, because that would have been appropriate.
Yeah, I agree. But even a little bit of that music would have just been. I mean, but other than that, that's like such a minor nitpicky thing to have on this series. Like, if you guys have not seen,
the best thing about this, besides like the animation and the bloodlust and all the gore and all the fun stuff, is how well developed the characters are.
Yes,
spend time on writing and developing the characters and turning them into real people.
Yep. I mean, they did such a good job with. A little bit of the Belmont lore. They did a good job with Alucard. They did a good job with Dracula. They did a good job with Saint-Germain. They did a really good job with Death, which was surprising. Yeah. That was, I mean, that was a surprise. Like, it was just, I mean, just mind-blowing what they did with that series. And I can't wait for the spinoff series. I don't know what it's going to be, what it's going to entail. I was sad to hear that this was the last season of Castlevania, but I was super encouraged to hear that they're doing a spinoff, and I hope it just keeps going, because if the quality is this fucking good, I mean, they could go on with these series forever, and I'd be okay with it.
I want to see more ages of the Belmont clan, you know?
Yeah, can we see more? Even Trevor needs some more, you know? Like some more Simon. Can we do Simon? Simon would be enough.
I mean, we got so many Belmonts we can work with at this point, too.
Yep. I mean, there is so much material there. And kudos to the animators, the writers. I know there was some Aneth controversies and stuff like that. But you got to give the man props for doing this series justice, regardless of what's going on and his personal life or, you know, how he treated people or whatever. But I mean, everything was on point with this series. I don't have very many bad things to say about this, Breakman. What is your score?
I think it's perfect, too. I think it was fantastic. I want more is what I wanted, you know?
Yeah. I'm giving it a 9.75 just because of that little nitpicky music thing that we talked about. But other than that, I can't see a series being much better than this. Eric, do you think there's anything much better than this that's been produced, like... For four seasons?
I'm going to go ahead and interrupt right here since you're giving it like that 9.75. I'm going to go ahead and give this a 12 because I'm giving it an extra 2 points for being the best video game related franchise, period.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. Like movie or animated series, like there's never been any series that did them source material justice better and expanded upon than what Castlevania has done, man. It is sublime. It is sublime.
they treat it like it was real, and that's the biggest part of biggest problem with a lot of the movies is they've treated them like they're games instead of like treating this like this is. Instead of treating it like, I guess, like a TV show or a movie or something.
Yeah, they didn't give it the Resident Evil treatment at all. Like they didn't. Yeah, this is. I mean, I couldn't have been happier. Bernie says I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, I had to watch it without Bernie because I wanted to watch it before this week's show. But I mean, Bernie, we're gonna watch it again. It's that fucking good. And my favorite episode. I don't know if you guys have a favorite episode, but I definitely do. I think I talked about it on the show before, but first season, episode 4 called Monument, when Alucard met up first with Trevor and what? I can never remember the woman's name. What did you say, Eric?
Sypha.
Yeah, Typha.
Sypha. Sypha Belnades.
Yeah, Sypha. I can never remember her name. But with that battle at the end is one of the greatest animated battles I've ever seen in any anime ever. It is breathtaking. It is awesome. And I've watched that. You can ask Bernie. Like I've seen that episode probably like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. Literally, no hyperbole. That episode is one of the greatest episodes I think I've ever seen. From the beginning, when the demon first enters the church and is talking to the archbishop, and the archbishop is lying, of course, and all the way to the end battle with Alucard, it is a thing of beauty. The whole series is a thing of beauty. It's got an elegance and a very nasty demeanor at times, which is awesome to see. It is great. It is beautiful.
I also want to know how hard it was to make that day armor. Because apparently there's only one of them.
Yeah. It's, man.
I was like, I fist bumped when I saw the day armor. I was excited.
It is. I mean, it's a breathtaking series. And anybody that's a lover of horror movies or horror series or anime or video games would love Castlevania. So if you have not seen it, you owe it to yourself to see this series. It is superb in almost every way.
Let me explain it better. They treat it like it's for adults as opposed to like it's for kids.
Yes, and that's the way it should have been. That the material, you know, for being a kid's game, because we all played this. I'm sure you played this when you were little, right? Right, Breakman? Right. It had, like, the elements weren't as scary because it was an 8-bit form, but the story elements were there, and they were always very adult-oriented, right? You were battling Dracula and death and all these homunculus things and Frankensteins and, you know, all this.
And another one, I'd like to shout out to the little flea man who made appearance in this season.
Yeah.
All the fucking time that annoying little asshole was all over the goddamn place.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Look, there's Flea Man. Oh, there's another Flea Man. Oh, Flea Man. Goddamn Flea
and
Man.
Here's a random boss from Lord of Ecclesia, because we want to.
Yeah. Which is fine, because, man, why not, man? Like, that, I mean, it just...
And season three boss, the boss they brought in season three, Legion, like, oh, so fantastic.
Yes. The series is great.
Legion, Dracula, they've nailed the villains. Fantastic.
Dave, I kind of like how Carmilla was also a stand-in for Dracula's role in Curse of Darkness, too.
And you know what I really love? I love the fact that they...
And how they, like, didn't just make Isaac a villain. They made him change.
Yeah. I really liked the way that they brought religion.
Like, he came ready to kill Hector, but... And he decided, yeah, I don't care anymore.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, he'd seen that Hector kind of grown and changed like he had.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about his story was, is he started off as the guy who was loyal to Dracula in every way and hated humanity and wanted to tear it all down, to the guy who wants to rebuild the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a huge arc. And
you're right. And they can still do more. Oh, man, they can do so much more. I'm just glad that it turned out the way that it did. And I love the fact that it's been successful on Netflix. Like, I know it was in the top 10 of Netflix for, you know, a good 2 weeks. And I think it's still in the top 10, which is great to see. And I want more of this. It is, man, sublime. Sublime. It's a great series, and I'm glad that you know, we're able to talk about it on this show, and hopefully more people see it, and the more people see it, the more of this type of stuff we're going to get. And apparently we're getting that spinoff series, which we don't know anything about right now that I know of, so I'm excited. Break.
Like I said, there's so many sagas of the Belmont clan and Alucard over the
years. You know
what
I think it's actually more likely,
yeah,
that they'll do next.
What's that?
They probably won't go straight to another Belmont. They'll probably do Cornell werewolf story.
Oh, well, I'm down for that, too. Why not? Hell yes. More of it. I wish they would do Resident Evil like this. You know what I mean? Like
they sort of are. I mean, the Resident Evil Netflix series is coming.
So. Yeah, I know. But I just don't think it's going to have the serious tone that this...
Well, plus we're talking about Capcom, who is notorious for, you know, let's have this horrible thing going on here, but then let's throw some cheese in. Just to.
No, I mean, this Resident Evil series sounds like it's going to be more based on the reboot of 2.
Hmm. Okay, well, I mean, okay, hopefully.
Is the costume going to look as... Are they going to bring him Nemesis and make it look like it's a rubber costume?
Are they going to do horrible edits so that you can't see anything they're actually doing?
Yeah, exactly, man. God damn. All right. Well, let's move on. We got to move on here, guys. But, yeah, check out Castlevania. I think we're all in agreement. What was your score? Oh, you gave it a 12, break.
I had to offset yours.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm debated on – I mean, I should have probably given it a 10, but 9.75 seems apt. I mean, I think the music thing is a little irritating, and it's worthy of a 0.25. But other than that, it's almost flawless. All right, let's move on.
Resident Evil Earth Elevator. I don't know what we're talking about. What?
The Total Recall reboot had an Earth elevator.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Is this like the Mass Effect elevator where you're going to be in there for a very long time because they're trying to load?
No, it's because you're literally going through the Earth in an elevator.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they didn't go to Mars.
Any goddamn sense.
I know. It made no sense. I hated the remake of Total Recall. It was awful. But anyways, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got a few. I said, I think last month or something, maybe, I said that I was going to keep talking about like police violence and just violence in general, you know, because it keeps happening and it doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. We got didn't see any new reports of them shooting any unarmed people, but we've seen video released of them shooting unarmed people.
Mm-hmm.
Or in one case, we have them tackling an old lady with dementia, and then there's the video of him laughing about himself tackling the old lady with dementia.
Oh, that was here.
I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that was here in Colorado, man. I saw that video. It's awful. And yeah. Over – you know what? Walmart's partially to blame for that because it was over $14 worth of fucking stuff. Really? You guys are that hard up for 14 fucking anyways.
Yeah, but still, the cop – there's no reason a cop within like a minute of meeting the lady with dementia in her 70s
right.
has grabbed her and thrown her to the ground. So, you know, but she didn't die, which is not the case we can say for Andrew Brown Jr., who was
right.
another unarmed black man who was executed.
What was the, I'm sorry, Breakman, what was the difference between him and the woman you just talked about?
She was a white lady.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But so he was an unarmed black man who was, and I say executed because they justify the police have justified, oh, he was in his car and he, you know, he had that as a weapon. The cops showed up with fucking assault rifles. I would have been scared shitless if somebody showed up to my house with assault rifles.
Didn't they shoot him in the back of the head, too?
Yeah. So, he was apparently using his car as a weapon going forward, but was killed by being shot in the back of the head.
Right.
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 Yeah, I don't know what else to say. If people don't understand now that the police aren't on the side, our side, really, just, I mean...
You know,
the police forces across the nation have been infected with white supremacists. I don't know what proof people need.
Yeah, you know, I liken this to back in the day, Breakman, when black people were fighting for civil rights. It took white people to stand alongside black people to say enough is enough, and it's going to take a mass movement like that. It's going to take. You know, obviously people of color.
Well, I think that's one reason I think I should keep talking about it.
Absolutely, Breakman. And I love that you talk about it because it brings to the forefront a problem that people of color have been dealing with for a long ass time, and especially black people, right? And this right. this sheds light. I mean, not that there hasn't been enough light shed already.
He was called for what? For drug possession or something like that?
Yeah.
They had no speculation that he was armed at all.
Yeah.
Why would they go there with the fucking assault rifles?
Right, right. Well, because he was black.
That to begin with. Like, cops, I've heard they're teaching them de-escalation programs and stuff like that. How is that de-escalating anything when you show up at somebody's house with an assault rifle?
That's a myth, Breakman, and that's something that does need to be addressed. Like, I think actually with the police, you know, there's something to there's something behind the defund police movement that is true. And it's true in this respect. Like, we should defund the police, start over, and start with an actual plan and program. these guys are in the police academy for what, 6 weeks, and then they have a job being a beat officer, and then they move their way up from there, and they're never taught to de-escalate shit. They're always taught to escalate stuff.
Well, I was reading about this one guy who goes to police like conferences and teaches them how to basically the shoot first and not feel guilty about
Yes, I saw that video making the rounds, Break Man. And it's that is why cops are so terrified. They're taught to shoot first because they are so terrified of people. And the majority of people are not going to kill them. You always got to be careful, right? If you're a police officer, you have to be careful, right? Because you never know what you're getting into. But once you find out, like, you have to learn how to de-escalate shit.
But even still, like, what's the point of going to somebody's home with assault rifles?
Unless
you heard that that person... I mean, we know white supremacists and the boys. What do they call the
Proud Boys?
Proud Boys, yeah. Like those people love assault rifles. So I can get like if you heard that those people were out shooting or something like that, that you would maybe strap on an assault rifle. But when you hear somebody's at home with drugs, why do you jump to the conclusion that you need an assault rifle?
Well, it's the militarization of the police, and I've talked about that before on the show, Breakman. Like, if you give these people weapons of mass destruction, they're going to tend to use them, especially like what you said, like white supremacists got a white supremacist. You know what I mean? So
a lot of these people that get into the gun culture, like the really heavily, are looking for a reason to use their guns. That's why Kyler Ritten fucker face was in that town at the time, you know,
because
he was going in there looking for trouble. He'd grown up his life on being taught that, you know, that there are good guys and bad guys, that you have the gun, so you're the good guy.
Right. And it just blows my mind, Breakman. You know, there's a systemic problem. There's a few problems with the police.
And usually it's wrapped in Christ, too. Like, we're Christians, so we can't be the bad guys.
Well, but what about...
the one with the assault rifle going into the neighbor. What? So you don't understand how you're the bad guy here.
Right. Okay. Breonna Taylor was shot with an assault rifle because they suspected... I mean, they broke into the wrong house, you know, so, you know,
they broke several laws, too.
Yeah, and they always get away with it, man, and it's just sad.
The only one they got in trouble for was a bullet going into a neighbor's house.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they got in trouble for.
They didn't get in trouble for murdering Breonna Taylor. They got in trouble for shooting into someone else's house and putting them at risk. You know, it's like... come on, people, use common sense, all right? I mean, I know the law doesn't exactly work on common sense, but common sense tells you that...
it's based on money and privilege.
Right, money and privilege. Thank you very much.
Our court systems are fucked up.
They are. I want to address Freak 5 in chat. He says his stinko is that his grandma's back in the hospital. Dallas's wasn't helping. They have taken her off the machines. They're just trying to keep her comfortable. Driving out of town tomorrow so I can see her before she passes. I have FaceTimed her a couple times. I'm sorry to hear that, man. You know, that's really sad. I'm really sorry to hear that.
I have long since lost my grandparents.
Mine died when I was still in high school.
Yeah, I've lost. It's never an easy thing. Like, I lost my grandmother and my dad's side before I was born. Both of my grandfathers died, you know, very short order. And my grandmother died, you know, right in that time frame too. It's never easy, Freak 5. I'm sorry to hear that, man. It sucks. But he also says, I shared a meme a few weeks ago. It asked, why don't we see a sexy police officer calendar with their shirts off like we see with the firemen? The answer was because they don't want us to see all the swastikas. Ooh, that's a great point, Freak 5. That's a great point. Like, if you asked, like officers to do a calendar, there would be a lot of that. There are a lot of white supremacists in the police force. There have been...
When we know there are cops out there who are going there to do the right thing, but if you're surrounding yourself with white supremacists and you're not doing anything about it, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Or if you try to, they'll kick you off the force.
Yep. And then the problem is a lot of these guys are old school with tenure, and the police unions won't let you know anybody discipline them. They're like almost untouchable. Shit. They got a qualified immunity. Get rid of qualified immunity would be the first thing that I would do, because then that would force officers to do the right thing all the time instead of saying, oh, I got an opportunity to fuck with this person and I got qualified immunity, so as long as I stay within the parameters of qualified immunity, I can do whatever I want.
I mean,
you know?
Obviously I went to grab the taser. I kept saying taser. You heard me. See?
Right.
I meant taser.
Right. I mean,
right. Even though obviously you can tell the difference between a taser and a gun, and you and it's in your hand and you're pointing at somebody, you can see that you have a gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sure, I also think once you get rid of the qualified immunity, I think the any penalty should be harsher for a police officer than it should be for a regular citizen. If a police
officer should be held to the highest standard of the law.
Yeah, I think higher.
Judges, politicians.
Yep. I agree,
no,
but
I don't think like higher, because then you're talking about like retribution.
No,
like
I no,
like, I
absolutely not, Brakeman. Listen to my reasoning, all right? A police officer is supposed to know law enforcement a million times better than the average person. I know that's not the case because they go through, 6 weeks of training and they're the pros, right? But I think the training should be reworked, and I think you should go to years of school to be a police officer, not 6 weeks, not 6 months. I think it should be like a degree, right? I think you should get a law degree, not a law degree, but like a police enforcement degree.
Kind of the same how you go to study law.
Right. 7-year program, right? At least, and probably more, like 10 years, something like that. A very high standard. Once you know that high standard and you know the laws inside and out of what you're enforcing, I think if you break the law, that's actual intent and malicious deception and should be treated as such, right? The average person, if they break a law, it should just be, okay, this is the penalty, that's what you get, right? And you can go through the due process and all, everything just like normal. But I think an officer that knows inside and out, and you went to extensive training knowing specific laws, and if you're found guilty of breaking that law, the penalty should be double. All right. So a traffic ticket for a regular person should cost you, I don't know, let's say $100, even though it's more than that. A traffic ticket for a police officer that knowingly breaks the law should be $200.
Our traffic laws are screwed up
too. They are screwed. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. But I'm just saying, like, the penalty should be greater for someone in that position of trust, because we all should trust those people. Right,
and especially somebody who's carrying a weapon. The
yes,
person carrying a deadly weapon must be held. Like, you are being given the biggest response, the greatest of responsibilities.
Yeah,
like with great power comes great responsibility. You know, Spider-Man shit, fucking
right.
Cop,
right?
Gun,
right?
Just saying.
I agree. And I also think that demilitarizing the police would be a good thing too.
Yes,
no fucking tanks. No assault rifles unless in special circumstances. If you know you're going...
Like I said, the white supremacists love assault rifles, so I get it for that occasion. But, like, for that, yes. But for the most part, why?
Right. No, there should be no reason
special circumstances. Right. Well, actually, you're right. Because if it gets to the point where these white supremacists with their love of assault rifles become a true problem, we should be using the military.
Right. Right. Exactly. Because the military support.
Yeah, you're right, Frank.
Right.
You're 100% right.
See what I'm saying, Brakeman? Now you're kind of getting where I'm heading with all that shit. The training should be years, not weeks. You know, there should be de-escalation training for sure. That should be the main thing a police officer does, is try to de-escalate problems. There should be mental health advisors that can take care of all of the, like, for instance, that woman with dementia, Brakeman, that woman with dementia should have never seen a cop that day. She should have seen a mental health professional that could have assessed the situation and said, yes, she took these items, but she had dementia. So let's wait till she goes home. We'll recover the, you know, the stuff. We'll give her counseling. We'll figure out if there's, you know, some kind of medical help we can give her. It was no big deal. Walmart was not going to perish because she took $14 worth of stuff. Was it worth her getting her ass kicked by a couple of idiot cops for $14 is the question.
Well, one of them kicked your ass. The other just watched.
Yeah, right. But the other one watched. It's just as guilty.
Which is a lot of the problem.
Yes.
The supposed good ones just watch.
Yeah, and then if in fact an officer steps in and says enough is enough, they're the ones that are punished. They're the ones that are kicked out. It's like, no, the opposite. You know what cops should get commended for? Instead of their arrest record, how many people they arrest? How many people they don't arrest should be the standard. That should be.
How many people they save, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you see somebody choking or something like that, you know?
Right. They should be commended for the least amount of arrests that they do, you know? And I'm not saying don't arrest somebody just, you know, to save the record. I'm saying if you de-escalated a problem and there were no arrests, that should be a kudos. That shouldn't be a reprimand. They get reprimanded for not arresting people. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Freak5 says, it's funny. Republicans don't seem to have a problem with the police unions. Neither do Democrats, Freak5. They should sure. get de-escalated.
But at least the Democrats are for unions in general. But the Republicans are anti-union.
Right.
Except for the police union. They defend the police union.
They should get de-escalation every year the way I have had to take HIPAA training every fucking year for over – yeah, exactly. They should. They should. Like I said, they should have at least a 7-year degree. I would say go the full 10 or 11 like a lawyer has to go through.
I had a sales job that required us to have training once a week.
Yeah,
every
I agree.
Every Wednesday we were required to – everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody was required to take training.
Yep. All right.
It was a sales job.
We
a sales job
yep.
can do that.
Yep.
I think people who are trained to kill should be doing that.
Yeah. And if you guys want to see how bad the cops act, look up some of these First Amendment audits. I know not all the First Amendment guys and gals out there are great people, but just look how they handle people that take pictures, for instance. Just look at some of those First Amendment audits. You'll be quite surprised of what you see. Or maybe
many,
you won't be
how many,
surprised.
Photographers, for instance, and
yes.
Journalists get locked up.
Yep, yep.
I saw a lot of that during Black Lives Matter protests
yep.
During last summer.
Yep, yep. You see a lot of that with First Amendment. They'll try every trick in the book to arrest somebody. And it's like, that's not how the Constitution works. You know, it's just... They erode the Constitution every time they do that, man. All right, we need to move on.
I mean, there should be no fear of being recorded. Why are you afraid of being recorded doing your job?
Yeah.
If you're doing your job the way it's supposed
right.
to be.
And then they're always like, well, we're recording. Why do you have to record? Because you guys tend to lose footage. You guys tend to edit footage. You guys tend to not have your cameras on at particular yeah. moments in time. Like, there's a lot of shady shit with y'all. You know, Freak says at least the yearly fraud training I got when I was at the insurance company, they use real examples of fraud that the company has experienced. Yeah, it's like they should do that with cops, man. Dungeon says, as a tangent, welcome to chat, by the way, Dungeon. I didn't even get a chance to welcome you in. As a tangent, when the topic of training was brought up a while back elsewhere, someone brought up Germany's training, which requires about 2.5 years of an academy, attributing to the perception of how professional they are. That's the way it should be, Dungeon, for sure. At least that. I advocate for more like 7 to 10 years, but that, you know, that's pie in the sky shit, you know. All right, we need to move on. Anything else, Breakman, before we move on?
I think the
idea of having them do 7 years of law school too is good, because at least if they decide to stop being a police officer, they can easily jump into a lawyer role.
I think when you are tasked with protecting lives and you're given deadly weapons, I think training should be a constant thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not saying every day you train, but like weekly or monthly, like there needs to be constant training.
Yeah. No, I agree. All right, Breakman.
But I do have one more, yep. And since Freak mentioned Republicans, the Republicans doing everything they can, Mitch McConnell, to stop the investigation of January 6th. An insurrection.
I know these are the Benghazi people, man. Like you tweeted that out, Breakman, and I was like laughing. I was just thinking that same thing, man. Like they were, you know, commission after commission of Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Which there was some bullshit that happened at Benghazi, but that's a whole different.
Yeah, but and from the investigations, it actually exonerated Hillary, but put a lot of blame on Obama.
Right, right.
So yeah, there was some shady stuff in Benghazi, but it was Obama's fault. Yeah.
Right.
But that's not the point. The point is this: what they have like 10, 12 investigations of Benghazi.
Yeah, yeah.
That happened in a foreign country.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do one investigation of an insurrection against their government.
Right, right.
That some of their lives were actually in jeopardy.
Right. They don't give a shit though, because you know they're Republicans and they supported Trump and they still support Trump and
yeah, just,
which
oh
I'll get to Trump in a minute. But anything else, Breakman?
No, I've had enough.
All right, Eric.
I'm done.
Okay, my stanko is actually I technically got two, I guess.
Okay.
But one's for MXT more than me. But
no, MXT, for... you're not my stinko.
No, it's for the benefit of MXT. Death of Kentaro Miura, who was the mangaka of Berserk. I never read Berserk. I didn't even watch the original series.
Oh man!
And I didn't bother with the new reboot series because. It's not good. It's ugly looking CG.
I liked it, man. I thought it was good, but you know, not the anime, the CG, but the series itself was good. But I
yeah,
was,
and it's kind of criminal that it hasn't got a re-release at all.
Yeah, it's good, man. That's sad to hear, man. That's really really sad. All right,
he couldn't have been that old either.
But
54.
You know, yeah, he died like at 54, and it. Highlights the issues of working in the manga industry where they are super demanding hours and really low pay and
yeah
and that needs to be like I don't know reevaluated.
Well, that's most jobs.
Meanwhile,
in
the
Japan
CEOs
man
are making killings.
Oh yeah, the CEOs are, I mean, it's just almost like here, like CEOs like Bobby Kotick for EA is making a ton of money, meanwhile laying off people left and right. You know, it's just stupid. Yeah. Stupid.
Like, I'm surprised that Hunter x Hunter is a mangaka hasn't died yet, because he goes on hiatus a lot because he's got an illness and that prevents him from doing his work. So I'm glad they let him take time off, but
yeah,
the fact is he's still doing his job.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what else you got, Eric?
That would be, it's been, apparently it's the 10th anniversary of the death of Randy Savage.
Oh, shit. Yeah. This is the day when Randy Savage was chosen to be the only one worthy to go to heaven and the rest of us were left behind.
Yeah. We were all in the rapture.
Yeah,
Randy Savage.
Savage
the only one worthy, the rest of us screwed.
Yeah. Oh, man, a whole good old Randy Savage, man.
CEO rolls around in golden donuts.
Dungeon. Yeah, wow, okay. Mine is real quick, man. I told you guys I lost quite a bit of money. I mean, I lost a good I'm so embarrassed how much money I got scammed. But so instead of crying about it, which I could have, and I think I did shed a tear or two.
I would cry.
Yeah. I still had a small chunk of money left, right? Probably a quarter of what I had, less than a quarter of what I had. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to go all in on this crypto shit and see what happens, right? Because everybody's making money on crypto. Why can't I fucking make money? And I did my homework. I did my research. I didn't, you know, just jump in, you know, dive in head first. I really did my research and I found a coin that I really liked, which happens to be Cardano. It's a third generation coin that's doing all the right things, right? There's no guarantees. You know, I could lose all the rest of my money or whatever, but I could pull myself back up out of the hole that I have with this particular one. There's a few of them, but this one seemed the best to me, you know? So I get a wire transfer into Binance, right? This is it's an app that I use to buy crypto. There's a few of them that I have. I still have a little bit of money in a couple of others, but the majority of my money was going to go into this particular one. So I put it in there, and it says, you know, I went to my bank and they were like, okay, cool, it's good, you know, it'll get in there on Monday. I know what you're saying, Breakman. I don't see, you know, I never thought I would either, but the only way you're going to make money is by going into crypto. If you go traditional stock market,
that's going to contribute to the destruction of the planet. Yeah.
If you no. I specifically picked the one that I picked for that reason, Eric. Like, I didn't go into Bitcoin, I didn't go into Ethereum, I didn't go into Dogecoin, I didn't go into anything but the specific one that's addressing those problems and doing good in the world. Like,
well, at least they say they are.
No, it's proof of stake at this point, Eric, which I don't want to get into the ins and outs of cryptocurrencies and none of that. Like, I would never ever put one dime of my money into Bitcoin because it is contributing to the destruction of the planet. I pick Cardano, right? You guys can look it up. It's to me, it's like a much better alternative to anything that's out there. But anyways, I send my money and Monday, Tuesday rolls around and nothing in my account. So I'm like, you know, I put in a support ticket. I'm like, what the hell? I wired it. Here's the wire, you know, blah, blah, blah. It took 2 days later to fucking get a response from Binance. And finally, they put the money in. And it's a shame because I could have doubled my money if they had just put my money in there a day earlier. But I still feel okay about it. You know, I know that by the end of the year, I'll probably have all my money back and then some. But you know, it's just neither here nor there. But they get a big stinko because they made me sweat is what I'm trying to say. So hopefully, you know, I can regain the money that I was scammed out of, you know, and I, like I said, I'm truly embarrassed that I got scammed out of the amount of money that I got scammed and never thought it would happen to me. And it's just sad that I lost that big of, but instead of crying, I'm trying to bring myself out of it and hopefully on to bigger and better things, you know, so.
Dungeon Hopium.
What's that? Yeah, dungeon.
Stock market can still be useful, but you still have to do research on stocks to find a company that's solid instead of using opium.
Yeah. Let's see. Dungeon says it feels good right in the bubble, but then it can take a dump on you. That's the thing about crypto dungeon that I've learned. Like, I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not in it for the, like, Dogecoin, for instance. Like, people are buying in on the hype on Dogecoin, and I'm not doing that. Like, I did. I actually did buy some Dogecoin and made quite a bit of money until I was scammed. But I sold because I was like, "This, what am I doing?" You know, I'm just riding this, you know, wave of hype. And with Cardano, it's a little bit different. Like, I actually came down to earth after I got scammed, and I'm like, you know, I got to do something, and the only way to do something is to do something. So, you know, it's like, I'm just taking a chance with it, man. Like, but it's a calculated risk on my part. Stock market can still be useful. You just have to do research on stocks and find a company that's solid instead of using hopium. Yeah, I know. I just, you know, I mean, I at this point in my life, I mean, I got nothing left to lose, so I'm going for it. And hopefully, in a year or two time, you know, I'll be a little bit better. Better position. Fidelity is a good choice if you don't mind managed funds. There's a reason why. Yeah, I used to have Fidelity Dungeon and I didn't mind that, but the returns on stock markets are a lot of times, like, on your stocks, like 1%, 2%. And I was like, fuck that. I don't got time to wait for 1% of my money back in a year or two time. You know, I'm just taking a chance. Freak says, Frank should always be on the outlook for scams. Scammers like to target the elderly. How dare you? You son of a bitch. You're exiled. Damn it.
In for that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're exiled too, Breakman. Don't encourage that behavior. Damn it. I'm not going to talk to you about what you want to do. Just be – I'm – look, Dungeon. I got scammed not by cryptocurrency. I actually made a ton of money on cryptocurrency, but I got scammed – by a promise that was completely different from the actual market itself. So I'm fully aware of it now. I know what I'm doing. If I lose it all, it's my bad, and then life goes on, right? But I'm just going to hope. But Cardano is super, super promising, man. And Freak 5 is exiled, just for an extra added emphasis on that. Everything has good and bad reasons for doing things. I know. I look, Dungeon, I got scammed for a shit ton of money. You guys would be like, holy fucking shit.
What was
you know
the scam?
There was a I don't mind. There was a Cardano. Like I had some money in Cardano, right? Before, at first it was Doge, then it was Cardano, because of the research I'd done, and then there was a live stream with the CEO of Cardano, and he was talking. He was, you know, he gets you. He doesn't get you excited about stuff, but he tells you the facts, right? And that's what I like. Like I did my homework. I read all about the way Cardano works. With, you know, soon they'll be doing smart contracts and a lot of shit, right? So it doesn't mean that it's going to do well in the future. It just means that there's potential. So I bought in on the potential.
I mean, and that's what stocks is. And
it's not a stock. It's a cryptocurrency.
Well, I know what crypto and stock and anything what you're buying right into is your hoping.
Right.
You're, you can do all the research you want.
Right.
But
it is. It's just a leap of faith, right? And yeah, and so I took the leap of faith. So anyways, and it was doing fine. There was no problems. But there was a live stream that said we're doing a Cardano giveaway, and it was mocked up real good. It even had a Cardano website and everything, and it said if you transfer money to this account, we'll, you know, we're giving away 500,000 or 500 or 5 million Cardano coins, right? So, you know, how dare you, Freak Five? Okay, I unexiled this one time just for that reason, Freak Five. So there you go. So I sent money, right? Stupidly sent money to a crypto wallet, and I never got any money back. So, ugh, you know, I took that one. That was my wake up to reality, and I lost a ton of money, but I still had some left. So now I'm trying to get that back. And it's a long road. It's going to take me a long time to get the money that I lost, but you know, hopefully things work out. If they don't, I mean, I'm still alive. That's the thing, right? So, you know, that, I mean, I know I didn't explain much when it first happened, because I really am truly embarrassed about the way that that I lost that money, and I felt like I let Bernie down, I let myself down. I let my kids down. I let a lot of people down, but it was my money and it was my mistake, you know. Just like this money that I put in is also, you know, the same type of thing, but at least this time I'm a little bit smarter and I'm not going to send money out of my fucking wallet. So hopefully it just does good, and then, you know, I'll be laughing about this in a year or two, but you never know. You know, at least if I lose it this time, it's not because of my own, you know, like me doing something to lose it. It's because the crypto didn't do good, and, you know, I'm just shit out of luck. But hopefully it doesn't end that way. But anyways, we got to move on to Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
I got a real quick one I'm going to talk about, guys. Diet Dr. Pepper Cream Soda. It is... Oh, Bernie says you never let me down.
Is there Dr. Pepper Cream Soda, and then there's just a diet version? Or is it like specifically a diet drink?
It's Diet Dr. Pepper Cream Soda. And real quick, Bernie says, you never let me down, Frank. Well, I felt like I let everybody down, Bernie. It was my mistake, but you know what? We're back on the right track, okay? So that's all that matters. You've added a Canopic jar of Frank Heart Dust to your inventory. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you both? How dare you, break, man? You son of a
what
bitch. I'm reading chat, damn it.
What are you talking about?
You don't know. How dare you? You know what? I should do the same thing to you, man. Read your comments like you read my comments all the time. Okay. But yeah, Diet Dr. Pepper Cream Soda, guys. It's awesome, because when you first drink it, it tastes like cream soda, and then it turns to Dr. Pepper. And it's one of the greatest fucking things I've ever drank in my life. It's fucking awesome. Diet Dr. Pepper Cream Soda is fantastic. So there you go. And if you you son of a bitch. son of a bitch. Metal slimes are awesome. Key ingredient into making Dungeon Buster. Come on, man. That's actually kind of cute, but whatever.
I hate when I run this little asshole.
All right, Eric, I didn't
especially
see a...
Like... If they've got like what's like 4 hit points and you do 3 points of damage, yeah, and they run. Like,
I know, oh, man, sucks. I hate it when they run. Okay, that's the whole point of that. The metal slimes, though, man. You got to like get them and whatever. But all right, they turn into pepper, Dr. Pepper slimes. That'd be awesome. Okay, Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto that you had, so I'll go on to break. Break, what you got? What's your Sweeto, man? Just Harmy?
No, my Sweeto is tomorrow is Breakman Day. It's a celebration and everybody should be partying.
It is Breakman Day. Happy Breakman Day in advance, Breakman. Well, I'm sure we'll all be celebrating Breakman Day. What you doing for Breakman Day, Break?
I didn't really have any plans.
No plans? Did you get any gifts?
No. I'm an adult. I don't need people to buy stuff for me. I buy stuff for myself. Thank you. Thank you, Quest.
Happy Breakman Day, Dungeon says. Yes, happy Breakman Day.
I appreciate when people buy stuff for me. I mean, I'm sure my mom will buy me something, you know, and... This is Breakman, but I'm just like,
yeah, you need some new
undies. I'm not a child. Like,
you need some new undies, so of course.
Spend time with me, that's cool if you want to do that. Or,
Mama Breakman's going to buy you your yearly underoos, so you got that going for you, Breakman, so that's cool. Bernie says happy Breakman Day. Freak says happy Breakman Day. I'm going to have some of my anniversary scotch to celebrate.
Mega Man helmet on them too.
Freak 5, why don't you send Breakman a bottle of that anniversary scotch, man? Nice. Send him some, man, through the mail. That'd be pretty awesome. There you go. All right. That is awesome, Breakman.
Thanks.
You know, something may or may not be coming your way soon, Breakman. Just saying. All right. Yeah, what else we got? Okay, let's move on because we got to get through this pretty quickly here. We're running up against it. I gotta go get Bernie before she, everyone needs presents, Bernie says. So there you go.
Yeah, but I can buy stuff for myself. I just got a car like a month ago. I mean, yeah, if you want to give me stuff, give me money because I got a car and payments.
the payments for sure, man. How dare you, Freak 5? He says no. Okay.
Oh, let me just say thank you, everybody who wished me happy birthday in chat.
There you go. Yeah. He said he's an adult and doesn't need people to buy him stuff. Okay, well, send him money. He just said send him money, you son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
He's respecting my views.
Okay, let's get through this, guys. We've got round three of our tournament. Next week, we'll determine the greatest game of all time. But today, let's get through round three. So first matchup, let's start from the bottom here. Pong versus Halo 2. Eric, I'm going to go with you first.
I'm going to go Pong.
Okay.
Well, you were wrong, because the correct answer is Halo.
Okay. I hold Halo's fate in my hand, Breakman.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's Pong or Halo 2.
In my hand, I have a knife, just saying.
Okay, you've swayed me. Halo 2 moves on. No, I'm going with Halo 2. I love Pong, but Halo 2 is just, to me, that's the best in the series. You may disagree with me, Breakman, but I'm a Halo fan. Like, I'm waiting to get an Xbox until Halo, what is it, 5 comes out or 4? I can't remember what number they're on now, man. Gears 5, Halo 4,
last,
whatever.
Last one was 5 Guardians.
No, okay, so it'd be like 6 Infinite. Or whatever.
That's just going to be called Infinite.
So, okay, but yeah. Halo Infinite. But yeah, I'm a Halo fan. I like the quirky campiness of some of the villains, and I like the vibrancy of the series. So, and I think Halo 2, or Halo in general, is a watershed gaming franchise, so I'm gonna go with Halo 2 on this. I know Pong is also a watershed game, but you know, it's Pong. It's like vector graphics. I mean, anybody, you know, it's a great game, but you know, it's time for Halo to take its place here. Okay, Tekken 3 versus Resident Evil 4. I think I'm gonna go with Breakman on this one.
That's a good damn question. I enjoyed Tekken, especially the third Tekken, and I've played a lot of them over the years, and they just really haven't.
Are you
other
there?
Game,
oh, okay.
As far as I say, the Resident Evil game, the Resident Evils have gone up and down, you know, but there have been bright spots, and there are games that people definitely look forward to in Resident Evil series. And I enjoyed Resident Evil series more than Tekken. So, yeah, Resident Evil.
What about you, Eric? What you picking?
Resident Evil 4.
I think I'm going to go with Resident Evil 4 as well. Resident Evil 4 is in my top 10 greatest games of all time for sure, so there's no reason why I should go against it, especially against Tekken. You guys were wrong picking Tekken last week, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. Okay. Chrono Trigger versus Tetris. I'm going to go first on this one. I've been on record as saying Tetris is one of the very few games that I consider perfect in every single way. Pac-Man's another one, but... I think Chrono Trigger is almost as good as it gets as far as RPGs go. I'm going with Chrono Trigger. What say you, Eric?
Chrono Trigger.
And you, Breakman?
I'm going with Tetris. Okay. I can't believe you guys are sick and you guys, do you need a nap or something? Like, is
Chrono Trigger is a great game, Breakman. And
it is, but it's going up against Tetris.
It's a better game than Tetris. Even though I think Tetris is a perfect game, I think Chrono Trigger is a better perfect game. All right, next matchup we got here, Super Mario Galaxy versus Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Breakman, what say you?
Zelda.
And you could take the best, you know, game out of each of those series.
That's just like, wow. That's the two Nintendo juggernauts right there.
Yep.
That said, I've always been more of a Mario fan than Zelda.
Okay, I've been more of a Zelda fan than Mario, so I'm picking Zelda. That means Eric is the tiebreaker. What say you, Eric?
As much as I like Ocarina of Time, I'd rather go with Super Mario Galaxy.
Wow, Zelda gets knocked out. I'm super surprised. Okay, all right, that's fine. That's how this works. A lot of upsets. All right, Freak 5 says Zelda. I agree with you. You got to yell at these guys. They disagree with you, Freak 5. All right, Final Fantasy 6 versus Super Mario Brothers 3.
I haven't had anybody tell me I'm wrong yet today, so we gotta get that done.
What say you, Breakman?
Final Fantasy. Well, yeah, I just voted for Mario. I'm going with Final Fantasy.
Okay. I'm also going with Final Fantasy. What say you, Eric?
Final Fantasy 6.
Eric is exiled, apparently, Freak 5 says. I'm going Final Fantasy. So it's a clean sweep. And that's surprising because Super Mario 3 is fantastic, but
yeah, it's
take
a great
nothing
game,
away.
Final Fantasy VI is my favorite game. I love the story, and
yeah,
I love it. At a certain point, the bad guy wins.
I'll say this: it's definitely in my top five, Breakman, and it's my favorite Final Fantasy by far. So, all right,
at this point, like the bad guy winning was just like, whoa! Like the bad guy won. Yeah. Like this never happened before.
Yeah.
And then you start a whole new tale, basically. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go first on this one. It's Mortal Kombat 2 Arcade versus Super Metroid. I'm going to go with Super Metroid. I make no, you know, holds about it. Like, Super Metroid's in my top five, maybe top three games of all time. Maybe the greatest. We'll find out. Although, that's a lie. You guys know what my favorite game of all time is. But I'm going with Super Metroid. What say you, Breakman?
I love Super Metroid. It's a great game. But I'm just I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. I love Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat 2 Arcade.
Okay, Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
Super Metroid.
Okay, Super Metroid skates on through. Freak 5 says, why are there two Mario Brothers in the bracket if it's supposed to be the best of each series? Because I couldn't pick between...
Because I consider Galaxy 3D Mario.
Yeah, Galaxy, they were two completely... Tonally different games. It's the only one that I did that, and of course you have to catch on to it, you son of a bitch. But anyways, next matchup here, guys. Doom versus Silent Hill 2, and I'm going to go with you, Breakman.
Oh my god, really? You're going to ask me about this one? I'm definitely going to go with Doom. I love Doom. I've always been a huge fan of Doom. If it wasn't for Doom, we wouldn't have first-person shooters the way we did. Okay. I know Wolfenstein came before it, and I think there was another like first-person shooter too, but Doom was the one that launched it. It made first-person shooters. They were called Doom clones forever. And
okay.
Even though Eternal was.
All right, Eric. What say you? Doom or Silent Hill 2?
I'm gonna have to go with Doom as well.
Ooh, you guys are both wrong. Silent Hill 2's in my top five, but Doom moves on, so there you go. I mean, you guys are whack, man. What, you guys were smoking before the show, I think, man. Holy
Frank
shit.
Frank screwed up the bracket because he got high.
Okay, you guys can redeem yourselves, though. This next matchup is the matchup of matchups. Castlevania Symphony of the Night versus Dragon Quest VIII, and you can pick any Dragon Quest or any Castlevania. You guys know where I stand. It's Dragon Quest VIII for me. Redeem yourself, Breakman. What say you?
Keiko Demons for everyone.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, man, you're really going to make me do this.
I'm going to make you do it.
I'm sorry, Frank. I love the
oh, my God.
Castlevania Symphony of the Night started.
Okay, Eric, you
After we watched the Castlevania series, like...
I know it's a tough choice, but...
I'm going with Castlevania 2.
Oh, my God. I'm walking off the show. I am walking off the show.
He is as good as Frank thinks. Is.
At two? Eric, at two? Oh, my God. You guys disappoint me so much. You guys, you realize you guys went against all except for Final Fantasy VI and Super Metroid in my top 10? Like, those are the only two I have left, and you guys got rid of the greatest game of all time. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. You guys need to do, like 25 Hail RP Grinders after the show. This is unheard of, man. I think I'm going to break in my rule where everybody can bring back one game at the end and we do it again, because this is blasphemy. This is blasphemy. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Oh, you guys are the worst. You guys are the worst.
Nice, everybody. Thank you for coming. We enjoyed it one of the years. Apparently, this is the last episode.
This is blasphemy.
And I think Dragon Quest as a whole needs to do a lot more work in the West in order to earn that.
How dare you? Dragon Quest VIII is the greatest game of all time. I don't want to hear it. It should be right here at the end as the greatest game of all time. Oh, boy. How dare you, Freak Five, son of a bitch.
Blah,
exiled.
Blah, blah. I thought you were walking
you guys
off
are show. All fucking exiled. You're exiled! Oh, my God. I can't believe Dragon Quest lost. I mean, I guess I can, because you guys are shills for Castlevania. And I'm surprised that Mega Man didn't make it to beat Dragon Quest. You guys...
Well, that's because I was screwed last week, Frank.
That's true. Oh! The truth comes out. I see what happened. You, my friend, have a grudge. But that's okay, because you still got a couple of games in going on here. We'll see what comes out on top. My game or your game, Breakman?
Your game's already out, so I would...
Well, my top game... I still have... Let's see. I still have four games left in this. I see Resident Evil 4 versus Halo 2 down there.
I like everything that's left on here.
I kind of do, too, actually. Except... I like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Doom is the one that I'm like, okay. All right. Well, we're down to 2, 4, 6, 8 left, and next week we will determine the greatest game of all time, even though I think this thing was rigged, but that's okay.
Oh, I know, because I rigged it.
You son of a bitch. Oh, boy, man. What a great time.
If I rigged it, it would have been like Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3. Like, what are all the other games? Mega Man 2, Mega
right,
Man 3.
Right, right. But anyways, we got some fantastic games left. I think they're all worthy of being here. I mean, like, I might have replaced Dragon Quest VIII with, like, I don't know, Doom or Super Mario Galaxy maybe. But other than that, I don't have a problem with our top eight. So top eight are set. Next week, you guys are going to want to be here. We're doing the final two rounds to determine the greatest game of all time. Will yours survive? Will Castlevania move on? Will Halo 2 move on? Will Super Mario Galaxy pull off an upset and beat Chrono Trigger? We'll find out next week. Let's do our plugs, guys. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at Break_Man on Twitter and at RP Grinders at...
Oh, man. Freak says, on Monday, my supervisor came to work and put in her 2 weeks' notice. I guess sometime during the day, she yelled at a couple of people. They told her, you can't talk to us like that. She said she doesn't care. Oh, she doesn't fucking care. Wow. That's a pretty epic way to go out if you're going to go out, Freak Five. That's pretty badass. She wasn't there when I got to work on Tuesday. Take her job, Freak Five. Maybe you can take that job. More money. All right, Eric, what you got?
I write reviews on BostonMassBrigade.com, and I do audio reviews. I need to get back into that.
Yeah, there's quite a few audio reviews on our Podbean, rpgrinders.podbean.com. Check out Eric's reviews. They're awesome.
And I'm actually thinking that that might be the direction where I go, because I just lost the inspiration to write anymore. And I don't even know if too many people actually read them.
You'd be surprised, man. You'd actually be surprised, Eric. But the audio reviews are awesome, man. I mean, I'm very happy and glad that you do that for us. It's a definite privilege for us to have your audio reviews, Eric.
But if you want to support me, my Patreon is on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Sending me a little dollar would help out a lot.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
Continue to wear a mask and get vaccinated. And
did we all get the different vaccines?
I got Moderna. I think Eric got Pfizer, I believe.
No, I got Moderna.
Okay, you both got the Moderna. Okay. I got Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. Okay, so
you got the one.
You got to go back and take the Pfizer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. One, I think you need to take it, Brakeman.
No, I took Johnson & Johnson. See, I already tried one. One of you two has got to go try the other.
Yeah,
well, I already got both.
Oh, you got Pfizer and the Moderna?
No, I got...
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I got both of my shots the one.
I know, I'm saying you got to go get two more.
All right, I want to thank everyone in chat. I know...
I didn't to do that.
Yeah, I want to... I know, that's the point. Eric, you missed it.
Success, actually. for the show.
All right, I want to thank everybody in chat, Freak Five. I know MXT was in there. Commander Root was in there. Our good friend Dungeon was in there, which, you know what, Dungeon? I think I need to promote you to a mod. You definitely deserve to be a mod. I will do that as soon as I figure out how to, sir. Just to let you know. Yep, there you go. I just modded Dungeon, so there you go, Dungeon. Appreciate you all the years you've been in here. Rogue Girl was in there. Well, thank you very much, Rogue Girl, for joining up. Hopefully you had a little bit of fun. What else? There's a horror bar, and I think I'm going to go to the horror bar next week where they do horror movies and have horror drinks and stuff like that, and I'm going to tell you guys all about it next week. So, yeah, you're welcome, Dungeon. You deserve it. I've been meaning to do that for a while, actually. But, all right. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Party time? Party,
eh? Hopefully I'll have time to actually watch New Mutants and tell you how terrible it might be.
Yeah. Very, very special shout out to you, Brakeman. Happy Brakeman Day tomorrow. You know, I know you're what now? The 23? 23, yeah.
43.
No, 43. I thought you said 23. So,
23 now. Yeah. I'm not one of those people who's like embarrassed about getting older.
I
thought you were closer to Franken age.
Okay, then I would be embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm definitely embarrassed. But
Frank is like, he turns 50, doesn't he?
Frank Branch's day is like next month, so oof, okay. All right, guys.
50 times 5,000.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? How dare you? All right, take care, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Freak is exiled. Dare you guys. Walking off. Dragon Quest VIII's greatest game of all time.
Do you know Frank stopped counting his age back before they changed the dating from BC 88?
You really are a son of a bitch, Frank.